Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, with reservations now available online for all four Seattle locations. Offering local, sustainable, and organic foods grown in the Northwest, Portage Bay Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and lunch delivery online at portagebaycafe.com.
Thank you so much, Robin. We have an afternoon of brotherly jazz in the KNKX studios today. Get your reeds warmed up for some electrifying sax and clarinet work from Peter and Will Anderson. The brothers from the D.C. area moved to New York to study at Juilliard, and that's their home base now, where they've played with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, the Jimmy Heath Big Band, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, and many, many more. Their most recent release, Clarinet Summit, features Paquito de Rivera and Ken Paplowski, and you'll find them at the Royal Room in Seattle for a 7:30 show tonight in a trio format. Joining them on the guitar is Mr. Alex Wintz, a multiple award winner and another graduate of the Juilliard School. Please help me welcome the Peter and Will Anderson Trio.
Thank you.
Peter and Will Anderson Trio live in the studios here on 88.5 KNKX. You'll find the band at the Royal Room tonight. That's Peter Anderson on tenor sax. You'll also hear him on clarinet. Will Anderson on flute there. You'll hear him on alto sax and clarinet. Alex Wintz on guitar. They've got a record together just out last year called Two Against One. It's the second as a trio. And the newest is a clarinet summit with Paquito Di Rivera and Ken Poplowski. Let's get to meet these guys, Peter and Will Anderson. Twin boys who grow up. It seems like a great opportunity for parents to take advantage of a two-horn front line, but I guess they were more music fans than musicians. Will, tell us about your musical upbringing as a kid.
Yeah, exactly, Abe. I mean, our parents, you know, profess to be musicians, but trust me, they are not musicians. My dad tries to sing, but it doesn't go well. But they were very supportive. When we were in the third grade, they laid on us a few CDs of Benny Goodman and Duke Ellington, you know, there was some good music on the radio, but we kept replaying over and over this Benny Goodman CD. And we got hooked, and we started listening to people like Charlie Parker, Dexter Gordon, you know, Count Basie. And our collection just kind of kept growing. And we did have a lot of great teachers in the D.C. area, which was fantastic as well. One in particular was Paul Carr, a saxophonist. And so between Paul Carr and the two of us just egging each other on, we just kept it going. Yeah,
Peter, I understand one of your first jazz shows was a big deal. You got to go to the Village Vanguard, which I think everybody should do once in their life. And I wonder how important you find it to keep going out and seeing live jazz, not just to play, but to go and hear live music.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Abe. I mean, when we were, let's see, we were about 12 or 13. We were growing up in Washington, D.C. at the time. New York's only about 4 hours away. So our parents knew we were into jazz, and you have to go to New York if you want to see the real thing. So that's what we did. We went to the Village Vanguard, which is in the West Village, and we saw Jackie McLean and Cedar Walton. That, among others, was just really inspirational. Alex, Will, and myself, we all live in New York. And, you know, if you want to do any kind of art, if you want to play music, if you want to paint, dance, sing, you have to go out and you have to see the best people do it in the flesh. You can watch videos, you can listen to recordings, but if you really want to learn how to do this, you have to see them do it live. So that's what we continue to do all the time in New York.
You can see the Peter and Will Anderson Trio live at the Royal Room tonight. And the guys have worked up some terrific stage banter. You got to check them out live for yourself. And I wonder if you two found yourselves always comfortable on stage, or is that something you had to work on? Do you have stage fright, Will?
Yes, it's definitely something I've had to work on. I always get comments after the show like, wow, you're such a natural on stage. You know, I'm sure it was always that way. It definitely was not that way. I would get, you know, nervous and kind of lock up, but just over time, you know, you get used to it and this kind of thing. I wouldn't have been able to do this kind of radio interview maybe, you know, 15 years ago. It's really fun for me. And, you know, I think it's part of playing music. You know, when we're playing these solos we're playing today, we don't really know what's going to happen, and we have to kind of think on our feet. So same thing is with these questions.
Peter, Will Anderson Trio, they're at the Royal Room tonight, and they're live in our studios with Alex Wintz on guitar. What have you got for us for the next song, Will or Peter?
Great, yeah. So that last song, just to let you know what we play Dizzy Gillespie's Manteca. So that was one of our favorite jazz musicians, Dizzy, his song called Manteca. But we're going to continue now with a standard. This one's called These Foolish Things Remind Me of You. Thank you.
That was lovely. The Peter and Will Anderson Trio with Alex Wentz on guitar live in the studios here on the mighty 88.5 KNKX. The trio is at the Royal Room tonight. The latest album they've got as a trio is called Two Against One. That's from last year. Clarinet Summit is actually not quite out yet, but you can probably get it as an import from Steeplechase, so check it out from them. Great to have you guys here. And I wonder, I'm always excited to see multi-instrumentalists, people who can come in and play a couple of different horns. And I wonder if that's something that Peter and Will, you had planned all the time, or if it's something that you kind of had to egg each other on, well, I'm going to play clarinet too.
Right. Well, we both started on the clarinet in the fourth grade. We're very grateful to have such a great public school music program in Bethesda, Maryland, which is where we grew up. But the only thing was they wouldn't let us start on the saxophone. Mm-hmm. So we said, all right, we'll give the clarinet a shot. And we were very thankful because the clarinet's kind of the tough one. It's the mean instrument that demands a lot of precision and practice. So going from the clarinet to the saxophone was kind of an easy switch. I shouldn't say it was a switch because we kept playing the clarinet.
Right, yeah.
Then we both took up the alto, but then my brother wanted to have a little, independence. So he picked up the tenor saxophone. And he's been playing the tenor saxophone for the last 15 years. And my brother is about an inch shorter than I am. And they say that over the years, the tenor is a little bit bigger, so it's kind of weighed him down. So that could be the explanation for that. We've always loved doubling. It's a great challenge, but it gives us a lot of variety. And when I'm practicing, if I get sick of one of them, I can just pick up the other one. So that's kind of nice. And I've always really looked up to my teachers who double, because I find out that I learn a lot about each instrument knowing the differences between the other ones. So it's pretty cool in that way. And we also play, the baritone sax and the soprano sax, but we couldn't fit them all on the airplane, but the flute is an easy one in the overhead compartment, so I brought that one with me.
Cool. Peter, the band's last three records have included standards predominantly, although you do compose your own tunes too, but I first want to ask you about standards and what you find compelling about these songs that have been around for 50, 60, 80, 100 years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the history of jazz music is really intertwined with the American songbook. Songs that were sung and played on Broadway. You know, these composers like Cole Porter and Irving Berlin and George Gershwin and Harold Arlen, Hoagie Carmichael. You know, these names that we've all heard. So all the songs they wrote are really intertwined with jazz. Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Lester Young, Coleman Hawkins, they all knew many, many of these songs. And I think the reason I love the American Songbook, not only do we get to play these songs that are so rich with, harmony and melody and all sorts of, emotions, but they help me compose music. Mm. So, if I'm going to compose a tune, I won't be able to write something good if I don't know something good. So that's why I take it upon myself to learn as many of these American Songbook tunes as possible. And it really informs what I do. So
the recent album Deja Vu, I think, has got a bunch of original compositions on there. Great record with another famous jazz brother, Tootie Heath. And I wonder how the writing works for you guys. Do you write together or is it a separate thing? Is Alex writing the tunes for the band? How does it work?
I think in general my brother and I get along pretty well. I think if we tried to compose together, that might hurt our relationship a little bit. Well, I think composing is a pretty personal thing, And so we like to compose separately, but we certainly learn from each other, especially when we're in the studio. You know, sometimes we make changes and we kind of help each other out, make suggestions and that kind of thing. But at least for me, composing takes a long time. So it takes a lot of patience and a lot of trial and error. So we don't really, I'd say, compose together, but they do kind of morph the more we play them.
This is an idea for the next album, you know. So, thank you, Abe.
But we will be playing some original music tonight at the Royal Room. So
fantastic. One more question before we get into another song. You've recorded a lot with piano trios. You've recorded, of course, the trio record Two Against One with Alex recently. This is such a fun format, I think, the two horns plus guitar. And I would love to get your thoughts on Alex's role in the band, and love to hear from Alex, too.
Well, we'll just move the mic.
So you're on the spot.
I guess I'll answer that first. It's a fun format. It's intimate. There's a lot we can do dynamically. We can get as loud as, you know, well, maybe not as loud, but appear as loud as a bass player and drummer, or get as soft as, you know, this instrumentation would suggest. And I think there's a lot more control over those sorts of things, and it makes it a lot more dramatic at times, too, these kind of changes in dynamics and texture. And, you know, I guess personally for me, it's also a fun challenge, you know, being in a situation where, like, I am the entire rhythm section. Yeah. And, you know, fortunately, Pete and Will are not taskmasters, and they let me kind of have some freedom when it comes to what I play behind them or what I do during my solo. And so as a result, you know, even though the repertoire is picked out from, you know, Pete and Will and their compositions, you know, I feel like I have a lot of chances to kind of put my own stamp on it as well. So it's a lot of fun.
You got to catch all three of these guys. They're at the Royal Room in Seattle tonight, the Peter and Will Anderson Trio with Alex Wentz. And what would you like to play next, fellas?
We're going to play a tune by one of my favorite composers who comes from my hometown, and that's the great Duke Ellington. But this one, many of you may not have heard before, because Duke wrote over 1,000 compositions, and this is one of his lesser-known ones, but it's really unique. It draws from calypso rhythms, and we hope you enjoy. This is our version of Duke Ellington's Purple Gazelle. Thank you.
Anderson Trio, Alex Wintz on guitar. They are at the Royal Room in Seattle tonight before they head out of town. And because I'm in a good mood and I promise this audience something special, let's do a bonus song. We got time for one more tune from the band. Also, I wanted to encourage you to check out their latest record is a trio, Two Against One, on Gutstring Records. And what do you got to wrap up the show for us today?
We're going to play a tune by a British composer. And he wrote this piece as part of a suite for the Native Americans. It's typically used in jazz music as a competition between musicians. They get together at the jam sessions and they try to play faster, higher, louder, and that kind of thing. So we're going to have a little competition on the stage. And at the end, we can vote about who won. So here goes. This is Ray Noble's Cherokee. Thank you.
and Will Anderson Trio with Alex Wintz at the guitar. And so, do we have a winner? Let's hear it for Peter Anderson. Let's hear it for Will Anderson. And let's hear it for Alex Wintz. Will, I think you win this one. We'll put it to another test tonight at the Royal Room. You can catch the band there tonight. The latest from the trio is called Two Against One. And keep your eyes and ears open for Clarinet Summit featuring Paquito de Rivera and Ken Poplowski coming soon. Thanks you guys so much. That was wonderful. Thank you so much. Thanks also to the members of our leadership circle. It's your generous contributions and the support of all the KNKX listeners that have made these performances possible. I'd also like to thank our studio session sponsors, Portage Bay Cafe, and thanks to Michael Good with Vibe Vision Seattle for the video production. And with that, we send it back to Robin Lloyd with more Midday Jazz on 88.5 KNKX.